Jason Kennedy and his wife Lauren Scruggs are overjoyed and all smiles as they welcome the arrival of their baby boy. But getting to this point, they said, wasn't easy.
When we realized our journey's a little different, it wasn't going to be the traditional route, but had to just keep a positive attitude throughout it and knowing that there were resources and people that we could talk to.
The couple says friends and family helped them through it, as well as sharing their experiences with their community on social media, which was second nature to them.
So we post it and we just don't think anything of it. And the response we got was so wild, just through DMs and saying, thank you so much for sharing this and making it more relatable and just being so open about it. Because how many messages do we get with women that were saying, we have not told a soul?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
In turn, they joined forces with First Response and Resolve, the National Infertility Association, to help in their mission of rebuilding Resolve's network of support groups that took a hit due to COVID-19, leaving huge gaps of support in local communities nationwide.
When we started hearing about what Resolve's doing, we were blown away by it. Let's get people talking again. Let's rebuild these groups. And we're excited to partner with both.
And we've seen just in our own journey how important community is, and just not feeling alone in your journey. And after 4.5 years of trying and then seeing the two pink lines, you're like, oh my god,
we're pregnant.
Yeah, it's just so wild.
Research shows when people are part of a community and feel supported, they have better outcomes. They have better health outcomes, and their mental health is certainly improved. In fact, 85% of the people who participated in those support groups have told us, I feel better.
Resolve, founded by a nurse experiencing infertility, created its first support group in 1974 and has provided free support groups ever since.
So what we want to do in our partnership, especially with First Response this year, is to grow our support group network and ensure that we have added new support groups in all 50 states. These are free, accessible ways for you to connect with other people. Our goal is to ensure that we are building community and providing support and resources to all people who are struggling to build their family.
Jason and Lauren are encouraging all people to share their stories and give back to the others experiencing infertility by joining a support group near you or volunteering to start one of your own.
This National Infertility Awareness Week, don't feel like you have to go through anything alone. There's so many people out there. There are support groups out there.
Bottom line is, when you find a group that really gets it, it just helps so much.
To get involved, connect with others, and share your story, visit resolve.org/firstresponse.